Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the fourth paragraph of Maseches Bechoros. We're up to Perek Dalid Mishnah Ches. So it says in the Mishnah, HaChashon al Shvi'is, if someone is chashud to not keep the halachos of Shemitah properly, he does schorah with Perosh Shvi'is or whatever, or he works his field during Shemitah, Ein lochin mimenu pishton, then you're not allowed to buy pishton from him, Vafilu sarek, and even if the pishton is already combed, so he put in some effort into it, Avlochin menu tviva orig, but you are allowed to buy from him pishton that's already spun into threads, or that it's woven together, because that takes a lot of work, and if he put in that amount of work, he wouldn't have done it if he thought he might get caught, and no one's going to be interested in buying it from him. Mishnah test, hachashul dios mocher truma l'shem chulin. If a person has been suspected in the past of passing off truma as chulin, because chulin you can get more money for, since there's a smaller market for truma, only kohanim could buy truma, ein lo. So you're not allowed to buy from him. You're not even allowed to buy from him water or salt. And there is no truma from water or salt. That's what Rabbi Yehuda says, meaning it's a knas that we make, that you don't give this guy any kind of business for any kind of food product. Rabbi Shimon Omer, kol sheyesh bo zikas shumas ha-maisos, ein lochem mimenu. Rabbi Shimon says, no, we're a little more lenient. Only things that relate to Trumas and Maisos, we're not going to buy from him. But things that have nothing to do with Trumas and Maisos, that we'll buy from him. So to review what we learned today, Mishnah Ches, we said that if someone is suspect of violating Shemitah, you're not allowed to buy Pishtun from him, even if it's combed Pishtun. But if it's something that took a lot more work, then you are allowed to buy, like spun Pishtun or woven Pishtun. And then in Mishnah Ches, we said that if someone is chashed to pass off Truma as Chulin, so there's a Machlokes, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, where Rabbi Yehuda says you're not allowed to buy anything from him, even not a truma-sensitive item, whereas Rabbi Shimon says you're only not allowed to buy truma-sensitive items from him. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, next time we will pick up with Perek Dalid Mishnah Yud.